This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And Catherine, as you know, we marked the passing this week of comedian Bernie Mac and the iconic musician and actor Isaac Hayes. Today, we'd also like to mark the death of an unsung hero for thousands in Cleveland, Ohio, someone we met, Fannie M. Lewis. And she sure wouldn't want me to leave out that M. She was 82 years old, we think, because she was a little coy about her age. She was a former welfare recipient turned city councilwoman, a force of nature who fought tirelessly for her neighborhood. 27 years, Catherine, she was on the front lines, especially on Election Day. Here she is in action in November 2004 when it looked like Ohio was going to decide who would become the next president, and every vote counted.
Yeah, my name is Fannie Lewis. Who am I talking to? I'm sitting here now, and we got people jammed up against the wall. We need some voting machines and some workers out here. Hello? The voting is heavy out here. We got some precincts that have already voted 150. Yeah, hi. You're talking to Fannie Lewis. How you doing? Fannie M. Lewis, Councilman Ward Leader. I need 10 more voting devices out here at Addison. The line is at least an hour and a half. And I need some more workers. I knew the voting was going to be heavy. It's like man praying for rain and don't take an umbrella.
It was raining that day, and all of it was captured by cameras for a documentary film called No Umbrella. In Fannie's neighborhoods, voting machines broke down. There weren't enough ballots, lines were long, and election bureaucracy, well, they were slow to respond. Last year, we met Councilwoman Lewis, and she explained why all of that just made her work harder.
You work for people. You work for people, and you know how important it is. Some people, just as I don't vote, I am devastated. Some people don't miss no elections. Some people don't care what they do or don't. You have a population that really cares, especially your elderly people, like my age, who spent a lifetime wanting to vote, who had to go through the struggle of not being able to vote.
This brash, no-nonsense, get-it-done woman was born in Memphis, Tennessee. She married young and went north to escape racist clashes in the South. She moved into a mixed neighborhood in downtown Cleveland and took on a job at a local dry cleaner. But the turmoil of the 60s, the racial unrest, left her neighborhoods devastated, and she stepped in to help, eventually running for office. Fannie set her sights on faulty fire hydrants, cuts to public housing, and often broke the council's four-minute speaking limit, speaking loud and often. As Cleveland Public Radio reporter David Barnett puts it, I always enjoyed the way she bludgeoned her way through protocol and was a thorn in the side of council decorum. Improving upon how people voted and how their vote was counted was always a specialty, so Fannie told us.
So 2008, November, rolls around, Election Day. You wake up. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go vote, if good Lord willing.
And then are you going to go back to some of your precincts and make sure everyone's
ballot? I always check the precinct to see how they're doing and whether they have any problems. I do that. As the ward leader, that's my role. Yes, people have my phone number, and if they have a problem, they can call me, and I call the Board of Election.
She sure would have. This year, Fannie M. Lewis won't get the chance. She was battling rheumatoid arthritis and passed away on Monday morning at the age of 82, or at least we think.
That's a beautiful story, Adora. Happy to hear that.